Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Wright. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ken Wright. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Pepke and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Macek for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall strikes out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. Matchick moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton fires to first and has Patek trapped. There's the throw to Auerbach, who tags Patek for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper is hit by the pitch. Patton moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Patton moves to third. Harper moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patton scores. Harper scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Pepke and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Jim York now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matchick. The throw from Pepke and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patton bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patton for the out. Auerbach moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. Auerbach scores. It's 6-0, Brewers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jim York. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Keough reaches second base with a double. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Brewers. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to third. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keough scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Brewers. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roger Nelson now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepke hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Roger Nelson. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. Schall moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.